This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Good Team on Paper is a show that's just for fun and utilises the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but is in no way affiliated to that fine organisation or the Premier League itself. As this is just for fun, you can assume that most of what we say is a joke. If you're not sure whether it was a joke or not, then it probably wasn't a funny joke. Full details of the Good Team on Paper team can be found online. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments. Please gamble responsibly. You have me at hello. Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen.
From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as day. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal! He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are!
Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Good Team on Paper.
Woo!
Just
woo.
Me then.
I'll go woo as well. Woo! Yeah!
I did a little bit of a,
Good just, Team on Paper, woo!
I did a little bit of a burp there, I'm sorry. Carry on, mate, you're a professional.
Tuesday night, Good Team on Paper time, that's what it is.
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
GTOP.
Oh, Christ.
Anyway, this is the show all about fantasy football, which Wikipedia describes as a game in which participants assemble an imaginary team of real-life footballers and score points based on those players' actual statistical performance or their perceived contribution of the on the field of play.
He made it through, yeah!
That was a mouthful. Thanks, Matt, for writing that down, though.
That's fine. It's really catchy, isn't it? I reckon we'll do that every week.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Mike. I know nothing, but let's meet our teams who are professional fantasy football managers. They've given, who've given up their time and effort to be here. Let's give them, who have been given the dreaded vote of confidence by the board. I don't know. I should have really stuck to the script rather than gone off broke. Anyway, first is the man that he calls himself our resident expert. This is the man called Bundo.
Hello, everybody. Hello, listeners, plural. So what you mean is we've been given the dreaded vote of confidence by the board, Mike.
That's the one.
That means we're going to get sacked in the morning. Yeah, it was a brilliant intro, but it's absolutely fine.
You know? Yes.
It's a cliche, you know, but that's what most of the show is. I'm very impressed by your Wikipedia research, by the way.
Thanks.
And it's not that I just copy and pasted it and put it on your script.
No. It's yeah.
Like it's small steps to your knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're getting there. I'm just trying to like feed little bits of info.
I did watch 5 minutes of Match of the Day this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
I remember last time we watched it together, the main thing you commented on was the fact that some people didn't have their surnames on their shirt.
Yes.
And also some of the colours of said shirts.
Yes.
So it was an insightful...
To be fair, there was drinking involved. There was champagne, of all
things.
There
was champagne.
Yeah, it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No, this is the previous time I watched it.
We just smashed a bottle of champagne while watching Hull against Man City. Oh, one of the great days. What a way to spend a Saturday night. Sorry, Mike, you were saying I'm an expert.
You are an expert.
I should probably justify that. I am a fantasy football fanatic. 2 decades in the old game. Hardest game in the old work, isn't it? Yeah, hardest game in the world. and this week, yeah, I was actually in the top 6.6% of players. So that makes me a genuine expert for once.
Are you almost like Jedi of...
I am. Just call me OB 1 point for my goalkeeper. That wasn't even on script. That was good. And obviously, so Mike is the novice who I'm trying to tutor in the intricacies of the game. I'm doing quite well, aren't I, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, are we in show 4, and you currently know probably about 5% of the rules of football?
Give me 6. Come on.
6%. That's yep. All right. And I'm very pleased to say
they score 4s, yeah? Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Between the sticks and that square thing.
Yeah.
That is what it is. And we've got a bit of squad rotation going on, Mike, haven't we?
Yes. This time, Rob is away. So we are joined by Deck.
Hello, Declan.
Who was here 2 weeks ago.
My good friend, Deck. I like the rotation system. It's going well. Kind of like a Tinkerman pre-Leicester days, isn't it? We're just bringing in some quality off the bench.
It is. What happened? He arrived at Leicester and didn't have any quality anywhere.
Yeah.
And suddenly started to do phenomenally well.
It's like when he's only got 11 players. So he was kind of, he was like, oh, I really want to do it. But like, oh, I've got to go and pick the same players. It hurts me.
Dinky donkey. He is the nicest man in the world.
Do you like fantasy football, Dick?
Well, I mean, fantasy football arguably has made me more depressed over the last 2 weeks than anything else in my life. And I'd forgotten that. So thanks. Thanks, guys, for involving me in this.
Don't worry, it doesn't affect me at all. I'm still happy.
I mean, you've watched 5 minutes of Match of the Day.
Yeah, yeah. I've brought you back, haven't I? Because I remember many years ago when we were
it was unbelievably good.
You were really, really good. And we actually met for the first time and bonded over fantasy football in a pub. Whereas since that, you kind of went out into the wilderness. And I've brought you back from... You were happy, weren't you? You were off the drug, and now I've brought you back on.
What was the stat from last time? You said that you were, like, number... some hundredths and something or other, and you were great basically
2 years ago.
Yeah,
this is
in week 26 or something.
2 weeks after week 8, I was 164th in the world.
There we go. That's
164th in the world. 2 years ago,
there are 3.9 million players in this game. Imagine that, 3.9 million sad individuals sitting there, and you were the saddest. You were 164th.
I went on holiday to Italy with my very attractive girlfriend at the time and sacked off the whole of a Friday evening so I could sit in front of a very bad internet connection and figure out who to swap for Phil Jagielka. That is risible. And it's risible. And I'd gotten away from that. I'd gotten away from it completely. No. And now you brought me back in.
And you're still picking Phil Jagielka after all these years.
There are two rules of fantasy football.
What's that?
Always pick Phil Jagielka.
What's the other rule of fantasy football?
Always pick Phil Jagielka. It's a small rule book, but I stick to it.
This is where I'm going wrong, obviously.
It's like Fight Club, but sadder. I'll tell you what, not only is Rob away this week, but I had a great excuse when I was away. I was getting married. And even then, I was on the phone. I was keeping track. Yeah. I was sending in the stats. He's away today because it's his girlfriend's birthday.
Not even
deathbed, actual birthday.
Nobody has died.
She's there. But and I think, I mean, come on, priorities, Rob. That's what I'm saying. But if you're out there, hope you're having a lovely birthday. that one shaggy year's got to be booked in.
We're not going to sing, but anyway, should we play some music? Should we start?
Are we getting into a football movie? You're going to get it right this time because we watched 5 minutes of Match of the Day, so you know.
I didn't watch the beginning.
Yeah, but you know, like, broadly what football kind of themes would be like. Football, yes.
Well, let's give this a go.
God. Well, it's closer.
I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's closer. It's kind of like a kind of...
It's ball sports.
Yeah, there's balls on the table, which... I believe it was all the rage in the Chelsea dressing rooms in the early 90s. But that's just an inside bit of... I'll tell you what, mate.
What music have I got here?
This is the iconic BBC Snook theme. And I've been matching Wikipedia. I was just doing it on my phone just now. It takes you back to kind of Hurricane Higgins, doesn't it?
It does.
John Virgo.
Mm-hmm. John Virgo with his little waistcoats.
That's all snooker players, though. And if, of all players, his were bigger because he's a big lad.
He was.
Although his was very tight, so it was like he was trying to fit into a child's waistcoat, but it was a full-grown man. Are we allowed to refer to Jim Davidson as well? Kind of that?
Oh, definitely.
He was kind of the dark side of the moon in snooker terms, wasn't he? But still That's played a valuable part with the pot black revolution during the early ITV era. So this song, Mike, is actually called Drag Racer, and it was recorded by the Doug Wood Band in 1976. And it was actually released, Mike, as part of an EP called BBC Snooker Themes. Begging the question, what were the other songs on the EP as BBC Snooker Themes?
We should crowdfund that to go to a whole album.
That would be incredible.
We should kickstart that.
What were the B-sides? It should be incredible. Sorry, Mike.
No worries. Let's get back into some real football, shall we?
Dream Team. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Is that
no?
No. Okay.
Yeah. There we are. Yeah. Jumpers for goalposts. Dogs on the pitch. Ian Wright playing up front. There we are. Let's go into Dream Team of the week, Mike.
So, who are the Dream Team this week?
I love my references for iconic football moments. Like Ian Wright, dogs. Dream Team of the week, Mike, this week. A surprising one this week. I think Rob and I were talking last week about it being quite an uninspiring week, but in fact, it was a cracker, wasn't it, Dec?
It really was.
What a scorcher. and the total points that were on offer this week, if you got the top Dream Team, were a massive 118. Can you imagine? I can dream of those points.
I mean, you'd probably put it on your gravestone.
That would be it. Just yeah. that, like, here rests Dec Munro, 118 points in game week 7.
Game week 7, 2016.
Yeah. Yeah. There we are.
Leaves behind a wife, two grandkids.
and a reasonable squad. £75 million.
I pass this on to my wife.
Yeah.
Do it justice.
Yeah, please. Here's the login. Here's the league code, the mini league. All right, so it's a surprising teams of the week. So the dream team was Bravo in goal, Koscielny, Rose, and Van Dijk.
I prefer Van Dijk.
Van Dijk.
I bet yeah. he doesn't, but I do.
Van Dijk. Well, I think we need to refer to Van Dijk quite a lot. There was nothing of note in his performance, but let's keep bringing him up. In midfield, we've got Firmino, Bobby Firmin. We've got Nasser Chadli, no nickname as yet. Boring James Milner. We've got Will.i.am.
Almost in the Black Eyed Peas, eh?
It's no. actually impossible to say Will.i.am without it sounding like Will.i.am.
I mean, it is if you enunciate completely wrongly.
Not from the North Deck, not from the North. we've got the wizard himself, Dimitri Payet, and then up front, boring, Diego Costa, horrible man, and the great Troy Deeney, one of the greatest magicians currently playing in the Premier League.
One thing I did actually learn watching the 5 minutes of
Match of the Day.
Match of the Day, yeah, that's the one. That's I was going to say called. Good team on paper, but that's yeah, actually us.
Watching Paul Dark for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that.
Watching Dallas.
His name is actually Troy space Deeney.
Yeah.
I thought his name was actually Troy Deeney.
Well, like a kind of an Argentinian flair for.
Yeah, it's just all one word, Troy Deeney.
That makes sense.
That'd be great. It'd be great on the back of his shirt, wouldn't it? Just Troy Deeney with an I at the end. That'd make him like Aladici instead of Allardyce. He'd be paid twice as much.
Did you read there was an interview with him where he talked about getting a pay rise? Recently, apparently he walked into the manager's office and just said, "Pay me what I deserve, £105,000 a week."
There we are.
And he got paid that.
When you were saying that, I thought you were referring to Sam Allardyce, which I was like, "That was just like, there was a pay rise based story." And that actually broke during the show last week, didn't it? So we looked yeah. less topical than we would be. Actually, as it was coming in, you afterwards went, "Oh yeah, like I saw that on my phone halfway through."
But no, I had my phone off, which was the worst thing. It just like as soon as we got out of the studio, it was just like, "Oh damn it, we could have been actually topical for once."
Oh, you had one job to do: just keep your phone.
Don't worry, I've turned my phone off again. So if there's anything breaking whilst we're on air,
yeah, yeah. Or anybody wants to email in or anything, you know, to be honest, we're desperate for material.
Sam, if you'd like to restore your reputation, then there is an opportunity in our Premier League. Fancy league.
Yeah, if you want to talk in and say and talk about getting too much money for doing
£3 million
for doing very little, then you've come to the right place. And we don't, and when we get paid in cans of cider, so you know that's the kind of level that we're at. I think there's some things I noticed, Mike, about the team this week.
Okay. You've noticed some things.
Would you mind if I elucidated on the subject?
Yeah, go for it.
I tell you what, that kind of verbose language is not going to continue past this fourth can of Strongbow. I'll tell you what was...
If you'd like to sponsor us.
Yes! Any brands, just please. We're by the phones. We're waiting desperately.
Well, my phone is off at the moment, so just... Anyway.
Yeah, turn your phone on. It might be Strongbow or other cider brands are available, but not as delicious. So Lauren Koscielny this week, Dec. I'm saddened to see him as the top player, 15 points, because he didn't win it right, did he? You know, it's like Brian Clough going, like, put all your points in the bin because you didn't win it right.
His heart's not in the right place either. I don't like the way he plays football.
Laurent Koscielny. I mean, that handball at the end of that game was not only devastating on a personal level for me, because I have the brilliantly named Ben Me in my time. Ben Me, Ben Me, Ben Me, Ben Me, Ben Me. Classic Burnley chance. Yeah, so that is Northern wit at its best, isn't it? but I just think it was desperately unfair. They played an incredibly brave game. You know,
they did.
Which is the kind of game that you know they're going to be scrapping down there, aren't they? And you know, in that kind of situation of the game, I think that they deserve that more than anything. The 93rd minute, and he palmed it in, didn't he?
He didn't even look guilty. Didn't have the shame.
That's the thing about it. Like I was listening to the post match interview afterwards. It was him and
post match interviews are normally afterwards, by the way.
That is like the during match interview was a little more rushed than I would have liked. But they do that with those, like they do it with referees, don't they? In the US, they like, get a live update. Where it's going like, oh, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it being a red card. I'm not sure. What do you think, listeners? But it was him and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain?
Oxlade-Chamberlain,
there we are.
There's Chamberlino.
Chamberlino, there's the nickname. We've got it in. Bobby Furname, Oxlade-Chamberlino. And I thought it was absolutely disgraceful, what they were saying. I'm going to quote from... We probably should have had a recording of it, but you know, Mike, it's absolutely fine. I'll just read it.
You told me there was no decent quotes this week, so I didn't put it out. All right.
It says, I think you'll... He was asked, was it a handball? He says, I think you'll know better than us, which is a good observation, as we have several cameras, but also weren't directly involved 3 metres from where it was happening. It definitely hit both of us at some point, but it doesn't really matter anyway. See, that's the kind of, like, you know, Burnley is sitting there going, well, that's the difference. That's many millions of pounds for us. Like, you know, that's whether we can afford, you know, to refurbish our ground or not. But it doesn't matter to you, does it? You fly by night at the Emirates with a massive logo on the side of their stupid stadium.
Quite like fly by night Emirates. Quite like that.
Oh, yes. There we are. If there are any airlines out there who would like to sponsor us for that kind of top class segue into flight, then please, like, I would imagine, text Mike. I'd tell you what, can I give you Koscielny what he said?
Please do.
I'm not going to do the French accent. Shall I do the French accent?
I think you should try it.
Yeah, try it.
I went to smash the bar. No, I don't know where that is.
That's getting there.
Yeah, it's kind of like taken a detour over the Atlantic, but you know, it's kind of coming back round. I went to smash the ball with my right foot, but then after that, I don't know if it hit my hand or not. It sounds like kind of Hercule Poirot was involved in it. That's me. I went to smash it, but then after that, I don't know. Well, I can pretty much conclusively tell you that you didn't smash it with your right foot. You know, after then, what happened is probably... I mean, it's a disgrace. I think it's one of those things where Arsene Wenger for Arsenal has made that reputation of going, I did not see it. I did not see it every time. And I think, like, if that is their kind of their default position, that just shows the manager's philosophy, getting down to the players, absolute disgrace. I tell you what, though, Mike, I think that could be actually at this moment.
Could be.
The most significant moment of the season so far.
It's a big claim, but I think what we had so far, we've had Diego Costa not getting sent off. We've had Gylfi Sigurdsson missing a chance against Man City. But I think that handball, that could be another sliding doors moment. If Arsenal go on and briefly challenge for the title but end up falling away in the last weeks of the season, then we said, this is why the season is so different to every other. This is what happened.
I really want to play it again.
The most significant moment of the season so far.
Well, yeah. I can tell you another one, Mike, that might have been the most significant moment. And that is Dimitri Payet. Because I think that goal, you're itching to press it again, aren't you? I can tell it. Anything I say that is remotely significant and is remotely a moment can be, and is in the season so far. I think that, I mean, it's from the ridiculous to the sublime, isn't it, Dec? What do you reckon, goal of the season?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The guy is unbelievably talented, and I like the way he celebrated as well. I like that he took about 4 or 5 people. Like, and then ran, and then curved away, got everyone else involved, and went absolutely crazy. I think he knew what he'd just done.
I think the only people not involved were the fans in the stadium. As I say, I sent yet another person paying over the odds for one of my games for the season ticket. Hello, Andy. I know you're not listening. And he said that it was like a ghost town in there. I mean, they're talking about that atmosphere. But he said even when that goal went in, it kind of briefly stirred into life. You know, a few kind of faint chants about 20 miles away from the pitch, but if you can't get excited about that, you can't get excited about anything.
There is a great video on the Fubar Radio FC channel on Facebook. Yeah, I'm getting there slowly. Fubar Radio website, Facebook, of Jack Sparrow getting the thing out for his
the telescope, Mike.
But it's a very great video to do with West Ham and not being able to see anything at the. Yeah.
It's a
good joke. It's a very good visual joke. Go and have a look at the Fubar Radio Facebook.
We'll be doing a whole bunch of visual jokes later on in the show.
It's through a telescope, mate. Are you a naval man? I'll tell you what, that is straight out of the 80s playbook, that, isn't it? Absolutely superb. Thank you for giving me that opportunity.
No worries. It's half the can of cider it is giving me, making me able to speak. Anyway, move on.
We don't really need speech, you know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Although you are pressing the buttons magnificently.
Thank you very much. Van Dijk. He scored 10 points.
That's a very personal insult, Mike, and I won't have you saying that about him. I think that The thing about Southampton is, I mean, they had a terrible start to the season, but I do think they're looking solid. I love Southampton. I love the fact they're a feeder team for Liverpool. and I'd love to see him come through. You know, Van Dijk would be very welcome on our bench. And I think also they're looking more dangerous with Charlie Austin up front as well.
Charlie Austin's a great player.
I think he's always going to score goals, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's one of those ones where you had Shane Long up there for them, but Charlie Austin, he's just more of a threat. And I'm actually considering putting him in.
I think that's a strong choice.
I think he'll just consistently start getting goals, even in a team that's kind of reasonable. I've got Dusan Tadic in at the moment, and I think he's a great creative force. But, I mean, Southampton defence could be the way to go. And he got 10 points this week. You know, that's not to be sniffed at. He's great in the air.
I thought you were about to say, I'm considering putting him in this week, even though it's an international game week.
We're going to be giving regular warnings about that to some of our...
About the content for next week.
Showing your expertise there with a detailed knowledge of the fixture list being empty for the last... we have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about next week. So, you know, make good use of the comedy while it comes, while we've got some material about football.
If you've got questions about football, drop us a line. At Fubar Radio is the Twitter handle. GTO Paper is the hashtag. Drop us a line. You can get your questions to Matt, to Rob, to Deck. We'll talk about them next week.
Maybe you'd like to discuss alternative lifestyles.
It doesn't have to be about football, actually. They could be about great beards or, I don't know.
Cider. What's your choice?
Yeah, something like that.
Who should we be sponsored by?
Yeah, modern fruit or classic bittersweet apple.
Anyway, quickly to end, there's some usual suspects, apparently.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but once again, Bobby Firmin and James Milner in the middle, 12 points, 10 points respectively, and I make that with a lot of respectively.
That makes 22 points if you add them together.
Tell you what, mate, there it is. That is the football knowledge.
Stat attack, right there.
Significant moment of the season so far.
As he furiously pressed along on his calculator. why do we have that on? I mean, the Liverpool midfield, it just keeps on rolling. I mean, it's made easier with the picks for them, and obviously you look for players who are playing in a more forward advanced position than they usually would. So mm-hmm. the fact that Firmino is a midfielder but playing as the false nine up front for Liverpool is always a good pick. James Milner kind of doing the opposite, a false three at the moment. Like going back, what number would a left back be? Three?
Yeah, I think so.
Five?
Yeah.
Somewhere in between those.
Three and or five.
But it's still, you know, and I think Liverpool are going to keep getting penalties because we love a dive. You know, like we absolutely love one.
He's a phenomenal penalty taker, though. He's so utterly confident. You never doubt him.
I never doubt him, ever. Like, he's just a boring man who's proficient in one skill. Like Johnny Wilkinson. And I've been just going to keep plugging away on the practice pitch. But I think he's superb. And Mane, once again, could have been easily in a team. I was reading just before I came on to the show today that the Liverpool Twitter feed has tried to make a new kind of Brangelina partnership for Firmino and Mane called Firmane, which I just think is like A, not very funny, B, like just why are you doing it, and it's three, probably borderline racist, but that's from Liverpool, not from us.
Yeah, I think
this time
if you're a Twitter, yeah, if you're in charge of the Twitter feed for any of the major clubs, particularly Everton, get in touch. What latitude do you have? Yeah. Do you get to write anything you like, or is it mostly just kind of what's it called when you smash two words together? There's a word, isn't there?
Ellipsis.
Matt, you'll know this. Is that what
we'll
it's
look
called?
It up on Wikipedia.
Elided, yeah, it's elided.
Elided. Okay.
There we are. My God, 3 years of a university degree have been building up to this one moment. This is it. My professor would be proud. I think the. Stop doing that, Mike. Like, I've got lots more to say about Liverpool. Like, I think that looking at the other suspects, Diego Costa, boring, horrible, he's there. Nasser Chadli, I mean, he's becoming a must-have pick, isn't he? And they're all in the kind of the 12-point, 10-point, your kind of regular season. I think it's one of those things where at the moment, the picks, the must-have picks are kind of solidifying, is that if that's a word, in front of you a bit earlier than last season. It felt a bit all over the place, whereas this time, if you haven't got your Chadleys, you haven't got your Firminos, you haven't got your Costa in, then you're going to be a little bit like me. You know, you're going to be kind of going round. But
I've never really fully understood this. So what's your rationale for picking a team? You won't pick people out of certain teams, is that right?
I think regular listeners will enjoy the fact that I won't pick players from the top four teams from the previous season. Not this season. That would be a moving feast and a nightmare for the... for the definite number of transfers you get. But I did, and also teams I consider to be a direct threat to Liverpool, which luckily means I can pick as many Everton players as I like.
There we are,
the Merseyside rivalry, it's alive.
People not from Merseyside.
No, there
as
we
it
are.
Should be.
Yeah, I've got a great grandmother who once went to Liverpool. So that's enough now.
And I've got a tattoo of Everton all over my back.
There we are. We love it, Magaluf. Hang on.
We'll do some stats in just a moment, but we're going to hit an ad break. This is Football Radio.
Hi, I'm former American footballer Landon Donovan. That is, I'm an American who played football. I didn't play American football. Well, I did at high school. Hang on, let's start again. Hi, I'm former US soccer star Landon Donovan. You might remember me from my two successful loan spells at Everton, where I was named Player of the Month in January 2010. During my time in England, I fell in love with your cuisine, most notably your kebabs. Delicious bread, spicy sauce, and suspicious meat, they're amazing. That's why I brought my own mobile take on England's national dish to your great capital. If you're hungry, why not get a kebab from Landon Donovan's London Donovan? And just like I said to Yakubu and Louis Saha when I arrived at Everton, I'm here to assist you.
Fubar Radio presents
When We Waffle with Terry Minor, Cat Fox and Laurie Peters.
Go! Dan! Get to the radio! It's important that you listen to When We Waffle with Larry Peters, Cat Fox and Terry Minot. And it's also on a Thursday from 12 to 1 on Football Radio! Go! Run!
Every Thursday,
When We Waffle with Terry Minot, Cat Fox and Laurie Peters.
From 12 PM on Football Radio.
You've already seen Believe, Looking for Eric, United, and Class of 92. But we're nowhere near finished making films about Manchester United. Alex Ferguson, Carlos Queiroz, and David Gill are just three happy-go-lucky guys with a football team to run and money to burn when a little Portuguese turns up on the doorstep. Minimal appearances and underwhelming hijinks ensue in the hit comedy Three Men and a Bebe.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
We're back. It's Tuesday. We are. What? Come on, words,
we're
Michael.
We're FUBAR Radio.
We
Mike.
Are FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
GTO paper. That's where we are. Good
yeah,
team on paper.
FFL as well. That's what all the kids are calling fantasy football, Premier League at the moment.
These days, that's
FFL.
What they say.
Yep. Fool.
Fool.
Hashtag fool.
If you just joined us, I'm Mike. I know nothing about fantasy football. I am joined by Deck and Matt, who are
we do
fantasy football experts.
Pick Frank Lampard.
Yeah, definitely.
Does he still play?
Doesn't matter. He's so good.
It's the one rule.
He's so good.
You've changed your rule.
Even if there's a chance he might come back, it's worth having him in now.
Anyway, Matt was, during the ad break, was determined to do his stat attack from this week. Facts from the world of fantasy football. Come on, Matt, what were they?
I wouldn't let you move on until I see them.
I want the numbers, Matt.
All right, so this week, I said before that the highest possible score you could have got is 118. That's picking every single one of the players in the dream team. Pretty much an impossible feat. The highest point scorer this week got 113 points. That pretty much means he's got the perfect, he's probably like one player off.
That's incredible.
Absolutely ludicrous we got that. And I've been reading that it seems like everybody's doing incredible across the board apart from us. You know, it's because the top team value at the moment, so it's £104.7 million in their team. Now, for listeners who don't know, players go up in value by increments of 0.1 million each time. So that means that guy has picked players from obscurity. I'd imagine Heung-Min Son, Yakapu, players like that, and has got it right for every single player on his team.
Mm-hmm.
If you are one of those people, please call in, email in, because we would really like you to replace us as one of the experts on here.
Good team at FUBARradio.com is the email if you want to get in contact.
Yeah, we cannot
afford flights from America.
No, that's the recruitment site that we've got going in. That is a good point, actually, because I'd say the top overall scorer has got 490 points. Robert Logan, Bobby Logan, as I like to call him, a good personal friend of mine. with his team, Milner is best Eng MF. So his talent for picking a team is not extended to his talent for catchy names there, but which is a shame.
Do you Skype him and just go,
have you got any top tips for me this week? And then he tells you all his top tips, and you go, nah, I'm not going to listen to you.
Well, I keep typing in Robert Logan into Skype, but so far have not found the right one. But I've found a lot of sex pests, which has been enjoyable for me during the past week. He is American, though. So if you're listening,
and definitely not a sex pest. Robert Logan, if you're listening.
If you're listening, then do what you want to do, but off the radio. That's what I would say. The top mini league, right, I can't go on without mentioning this. For Fantasy Football League Scout, which is another site.
Is it our bitter rival?
It's our bitter rival. Yeah, we should start like a turf war with Fantasy Football League Scout. Well, they would
start
be,
some beef with them.
Hip hop beef. They would be winning quite. They've got an average score in the league of 474. So if you think the top score in the game is 490. So you can't afford, like, there's no room for pastures. I think what we should do is we should join their league and just gradually drag their... In fact, instead of telling people to join our league, we should tell people really badly just to join theirs.
On that, should we give the code?
Give the code. Can you read it out correctly?
Though, yeah, I think
can't say FUBAR so far. This is a 12-letter code. Can be. Go on, I'm just going to sit back and drink while you do it.
Okay, all right. 636-272-790-456.
And that was...
Matt's phone number.
Ah, you know when we said we would get a catchy jingle that were like sexy ladies doing like doing.
We're working on it. By Christmas we'll have something. Anyway, that's 636-272-790-456.
Yeah. I could listen to you doing that all day, Mike, and I'm tempted just to make you do that for the next 25 minutes.
636-272-790.
Yeah, do it in an accent. Yeah.
No, we're good. Right, move on.
Right. Can I just tell you one more fact? So the top transfer out this week was Ibrahimovic, Dex. Is that people losing faith with him?
I think that, yeah, they must be, but that makes no sense to me. He's a phenomenal player.
But he has had a few little quiet weeks. Mm-hmm. So maybe your cost was aware. Cynical people from Fantasy Football League Scout, you know, just immediately out there, whereas we've got faith.
Yeah, cynical / knowledgeable people from Fantasy Football Scout are going to be transferring him out, but they'll regret that.
Don't listen to them, listen to our tips. Yeah. Of course, a lot of people are transferring in Son, Costa, Lukaku, Milner. Wise people. Wise people have listened to our tips and not get rid of your players at the first opportunity when they're awful. You know, that we've got honour, haven't we?
Yeah.
On this show. The average points per was 42. So for the first time, I was above average from 3.9 million people.
Congratulations, Matt.
Yes. As the acknowledged expert on a mainstream fantasy football show, I've finally broken above average. So that is great to see.
Well, I know that you've drunk too much cider. You've been... desperate for a little break. So you and Rob last week, you went to go and see some chap called Ian Wright,
the man, the legend. What an honour it was to meet him and spend some time in his honoured company
somewhere in South London. So do you want to go to nip to the loo?
Look, just because I've rattled through those stats in record time does not mean that I need the loo, Mike, but if you did press that button, I would avail myself of that opportunity forthwith.
Well, let's go on to the next thing, which is
the big interview.
Okay, so we're nearly at Ian Wright's house. I'll just ring him and make sure that
we're on the right. About this. What a legend.
Okay, so... Okay, phone's ringing.
Hi, it's Ian Wright.
Hi, Ian. We're at the end of Putin Drive. Which way do we turn?
Right.
Okay. Okay, we'll be there in a sec.
It's very strange, this Russian-themed estate, isn't it? Just in the in West Dulwich.
Well, you know, Putin Drive. Why not?
Yeah. You know, we should be driving. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Ian Wright.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
No need to introduce yourself like that. That's a bit weird. I'm Rob. This is Matt.
Hi, it's Ian Wright.
I get that, Ian.
Such a pleasure to meet you, Ian.
Yeah. So we've just got a few questions for you. Is that all right?
Ian Wright.
Is there any chance we could come in out of your front porch?
Ian Wright.
Great. That's much better.
Thanks. Is that tea?
Ian Wright.
Can I have a cup?
Ian Wright.
Get in. Excellent. Okay. Excellent. So we're having tea here with Ian Wright.
This is a privilege. This is a high point of our show.
Okay. So. Okay, Matt, I know you've been wanting to ask Ian Wright a question for a very long time now. What's your question?
Well, what I'd like to ask you, Ian, is that if you hadn't been playing up front, and obviously in the central positions you'd done best, where would you see yourself playing?
Right.
Right midfield. I thought you'd be on the left cutting in.
Right.
Well, I mean, I know that you're a utility player, Ian, and you can play on both sides, but I mean, you know, it's a little bit arrogant to say you could play on both, but I believe you if you say it.
Right.
But I always thought your stronger foot was your left as well. I mean, that's...
Right.
Ah, interesting. I'll have to update Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in all honesty, as he's just had a book released, I expected him to be a little bit more verbose than this. That means wordy. I mean, do you know any other words?
Right.
Ah.
Okay, are you going to use any of those other words?
Hi, it's Ian Wright.
Okay, yeah, but we've heard that. Like, are you going to tell us anything? Like, what about your politics?
Right.
Right. Oh, right. I would have thought you were Labour.
Right.
I thought that... Okay. I remember you playing quite a prominent role in Jeremy Corbyn's campaign. I mean, surely you see the Labour Party moving further to the left towards...
Right.
No, what
right.
You do.
Right.
Okay, so
to the left.
Hang on,
right?
But maybe he's trying to derail Labour to make the Conservatives. I mean, how far to the right are you?
Right.
No, but
right.
Like, are you like? Would you say you're left of Maggie Thatcher?
Right.
Oh, would you say you're left of Adolf Hitler?
Right.
Oh my word.
Bloody hell. I mean, that is a pretty frank confession.
That is extreme fascism there from Star Striker Ian Wright. I'd like to thank you for your honesty. I mean, that's
good to see, isn't it? You know, going back in the day, back to the heydays of the 80s. You know, you don't see a lot of that in football today, that kind of far right views.
I've read your book, Ian, and it's a great book. All six pages are just, you know, they're thrilling. They're thrilling. I love the fact that you talk about being with Mark. What's his name? Mark Bright. Yeah, there you go. And the time that you beat that defender at Liverpool, Mark.
Right.
Yeah, Mark Wright. When you beat him and scored in the... Which corner of the net was it?
Right.
Yes. When you did that, that was amazing. But I'm just wondering if you're going... Are you going to write a second book? Because you've got so much going on in your life. What would you call your second book?
Hi, it's Ian Wright.
Yeah, it's a solid title.
Yeah, it seems to also be one of only three things he can say.
So I think, Ian, I've just got one last question. Is that if you hadn't been a footballer, what career, what job could you see you going into? I know you're quite... interested in and you're quite nautical,
right?
So just perhaps a ship,
right?
Interesting. Perhaps building it yourself using some old-fashioned tools.
But I mean, do you mean a shipwright or do you mean a wheel,
right?
Because yeah, you could make the ship's wheel,
the paddle steamers. Or perhaps, like, I mean, you're quite used to working with iron.
Right.
No, it's an ironmonger, Ian, for God's sake. I don't mean to rude in your own home, but, you know, like, that's... Yeah. So, I think it's been an absolute pleasure, Ian, to be honest.
Hi, it's Ian Wright.
No, it's bye. Honestly, do you even know English?
It's Ian Wright.
Bye, it's Ian Wright. Absolute pleasure to see you. And will we maybe get to see you again?
Right.
Hooray! It'll be as funny then.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
There we go. Ian Wright.
I thought that was very insightful and also moderately funny in parts. which is a pretty good rate for Rob and I, to be honest. Deck, I know you hold yourself to higher standards, but, you know, we're
I
right
like
in there.
How was your urine break?
I mean, yeah, the fact that when I did ask him where the toilets were and he did direct me in one certain direction wasn't reflected there, but that was because unfortunately the toilets were on the left, if only that, but the general layout of Ian Wright's house wasn't taken into account when we visited there.
We'll talk to Ian left at some other point.
Yay! There we are.
Anyway, should we talk about news from the wider world of football?
Yes. Sorry, I thought you had a jingle there.
I was just looking at my screen going, do I have one? Yeah, no, I don't. Next
news
week.
From the wider world of football. Lovely. That is nice.
Man City's winning run ended.
Yes, as you quite rightly say to chivvy me along.
Yes.
I thought it was just really good to see, Dec. I don't know about you. I thought their winning run was getting a little bit silly. Yep. And I was glad to see them shook up a bit.
I agree. I think Guardiola's got this massive, massive reputation, and it did feel like he didn't really do much to change the team. It felt also that Tottenham, the Spurs, had so much energy, and they really, like, they dominated the game. Absolutely phenomenal.
I liked it when you said Guardiola there. I thought you said Areola, which would have been, so I couldn't really take the whole thing seriously after that point.
My brother lives in Newmarket on Areoli or Areola Street. 300 and something.
There we are, fact. Hello, that mate. Is news from the very widest football world that we can have.
If you're out there, if you're the city of Newmarket and you'd like to sponsor the show.
Any street, any area, any square, any crescent, you're all welcome. I think this was one of those ones where we had a disagreement, Rob and I said it was going to be a snooze fest because I thought they would cancel each other out.
Painfully wrong.
Yeah, as often, I'm afraid. And it was a goal fest. And it was a great game as well. You know, it was kind of end-to-end stuff. But I think Spurs, their title contenders again. I thought, to be honest, after last time, I thought they'd kind of had their young players coming through, then they would drop off. But they've got strength and depth. And I don't know about you, Dave. I think they're probably going to be up there.
They're definitely going to be up there, mate. They're going to be up there without a shadow of a doubt. I don't think they'll win the Premiership, but they're going to be up there.
I think one of the most interesting things, one of the most shocking things out of the game was that the classic argument over who should take a penalty.
I flat out absolutely love that. That's the kind of thing that I imagine is decided on every single Premier League team just before the match.
But in the dressing room, yeah. Over like some gentlemanly fisticuffs, Queensbury rules, you know, I'd imagine. But this is like actually on the pitch, like having an argument there. You know, we've seen it kind of before, kind of a Lee Boyer kind of area, you know, arguments between people. But it's like, it's Eric Lamella, like, who has a ludicrous hairstyle and obviously opinion of himself.
Yeah.
He's just like, no, Heung-min Son, who's been in sparkling goal-scoring form.
He might be playing phenomenally well.
Yeah, and you're playing nominally up front for us today. No, no, you don't get us. I fancy dinking it. Right into the top corner. I mean, as I think Rob was actually WhatsApping me. Yeah, we use that. We're modern. He was WhatsApping me saying like, that is, you've got to score.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing, is that a lot of people saying this in the news, and but you have, don't you? Because you've basically said, well, it's my responsibility. I'm going to take. You're not even the captain. You are the flair player who is at best a luxury player with brought in for shirt sales.
Some kind of Brill Creamed bellend that who stepped up to the plate confidently and absolutely screwed it.
There we are. Brill Creamed bellend. That's very like, I've got that image. I don't think I can remove that. I don't know why I'm looking towards you as well, mate. Like, I'm imagining you as a Brill Creamed bellend.
You know, I can be slick like that. Anyway, snooze fest.
I think snooze fest. So Arsenal Burnley until that goal was, I mean, it depends. You know, if you're like Alan Hansen and you enjoy a well-drilled defence, you know, for kind of, you know, two backs of four for a full 92 minutes.
And who is like Alan Hansen?
Me. I absolutely adored it. I had a Burnley defender and I was loving it all the way through. But I think that when that goal get in, I mean, you can call it a goal fest, but to be honest, it was boring Arsenal 1-0,
yep.
As the classic chant goes.
Definitely a snooze fest.
It's a bit of a theme this week, though, isn't it? The kind of the late goals and misses, things being decided right at the end of games.
We were talking about this last week. We were looking at the fixture list and going, these are all boring. Well, yeah. Actually, I wasn't, because I just looked at a fixture list and gone, it's football.
Yeah, it's a number of shirts of different colours.
It's lots of 90 minutes.
Arranged in different orders at various times during various days. Yeah.
Whereas you guys were going, yeah, it's all boring, but it's, yeah.
It was surprisingly good, you know, which I think is a positive. When we said don't listen last week, I would imagine that many of us took that advice, but many listeners out there. But I bet they're thrilled.
If you're listening right now, don't listen last week.
Yeah, they're thrilled that they made that effort, you know, to come in. I think, you know, Joe Allen getting that draw at Stoke, the classic, can they do it on a cold night at Stoke?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Old Trafford? I can't remember. Can they do it on a cold night versus Stoke? Good to see Joe Allen back, by the way.
He's amazing.
I don't know why Liverpool sold him. I think he's great as the Welsh wizard, the Welsh Xavi. As they used to
That's
call
a big
him,
claim.
Used to call him on Twitter.
I bet he didn't, and neither did Xavi.
My 5 minutes of watching Match of the Day was the Man United Stoke game.
Was it?
What did you think?
What did you enjoy?
The goalkeeper was leaping around a lot.
Which one?
He was great, wasn't he?
Was he Palmer?
The Stoke keeper.
Don't
let him off the hook.
Which one? Just, yeah, it was the Stoke
Which
keeper.
Which one? What was he called?
It wasn't De Gene. It was Palmer? No.
Not too far away in that it's also a word.
Not De Jenner, like Bruce Jenner. Well, like De Jenner.
No, he's the Man United one. The other one, the Stoke keeper.
De Jenner is sort of the Man United keeper.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres is now.
What a keeper De Jenner is.
Now signed to Man United. Anyway, moving on.
Great ratings.
I think one of the other late misses that I've got to go through, which it's probably pretty significant, Mike, I would say, at this point, not giving you a leading... into any kind of jingle at all. But that is Swansea's Van der Horn. Great name. We've had Van Dyck and we've had Van der Horn. What an amazing
bands.
What an amazing band they would make, and definitely not something that we're going to be tuned to.
Brand Band 3000.
Definitely not something that we're going to be turning into an advert next week because we just thought about that name.
Sorry, I've just seen the script. Van der Horn, was it?
The most significant moment of the season so far.
I don't think it was, mate, to be honest. I don't know where you got that from.
That line is absolutely my favourite so far. I've just seen the script. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was 5 minutes ago.
I looked at it, it's just words on a page.
In that time, there has been something more significant that has happened. But Van der Hart, when he missed at the end of Liverpool, I mean, Liverpool were they kind of stole. Well, they didn't steal it. They were the better team, but old Liverpool would have conceded at that point,
yeah,
and probably then proceeded to go on a four week kind of run of draws. But Liverpool held on. Jürgen Klopp did his magic. He kind of wiggled his fingers like the wizard and told Van der Horn to put it around the post. And I think that could be very significant because I think, as I've said before, I think Liverpool are on a run. You know, they were briefly in second, down to third, and they've got some squad. They've got some depth on the squad.
They've got an inspirational manager. That's what they've got.
And they've got an inspirational manager.
They've lost the tendency to absolutely shoo it at the last 30 minutes.
And I'm looking forward to. I'm glad to say that Jürgen Klopp's going to be a regular guest for the show.
Yeah, he's coming in from next week. Not great at Premier League. Not great at fantasy Premier League.
Yeah, so
do I need to get on the phone to him?
If
it's reported on by the Sun, Jürgen Klopp won't pick it, unfortunately. So does make it a little.
I'm not saying that like you need to start editing some clips from past Jürgen Klopp interviews because I'm sure he'll be coming in genuinely in his own right. But you know, like if you happen to be by a keyboard and could look at that, then perhaps that could lead to some moderately funny content next week.
Okay. Well, like we had the interview last week.
What, with Jürgen Klopp?
Yeah.
But the one that was genuine.
Yeah, that genuine interview where he was telling us about his club card points.
That was exactly
if
what
you want to hear
happened.
That, by the way, head over to footballradio.com. You can download the podcast of us talking rubbish about football. Actually, it's educational.
It was really funny last week, I promise. Like, you know, it's been really, not that it hasn't been funny this week, but you know, just the bar's been set, and we're enjoying Fosbury flopping over it in comedic terms.
Fosbury flopping in Wikipedia is defined as being slightly lower than last week.
Can I ask Dec a question about Everton?
Yeah, sure. Time?
So Dec, obviously we are in the tribal wars of Merseyside on opposite ends of the fence. And I thought Everton versus Crystal Palace on Friday. Everton were right up there, weren't they? They were doing well and still in.
Yeah. Still seventh or something, aren't we?
Still fifth. Do you think you've got the legs to stay up there? Or do you think that
Mate,
was the beginning of the
not.
End?
We haven't started.
Absolutely not. That's from an Everton fan.
Well, no, we really don't. Like, we flatter deceive every single year and we'll end up seventh or eighth.
There we are. Well,
and it'll break my heart.
I think Friday night fixtures are become a bit of a problem for fantasy football managers because it takes them a bit of a blindside. You're used to having the early Saturday morning time to make transfers.
Yeah.
Whereas suddenly I'm scrabbling around at work, you know, trying to get a late transfer off. And I just think that the Premier League needs to think about, you know, the unheard majority. 3.9 million people who were not putting any money in their pockets at all.
You know, needs to get its priorities in order.
Giving our internet traffic week in, week out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that they just don't look at it. You know, it's like the kind of fans, I believe there was a situation this where the last train back to Liverpool was 30 minutes before the end of the game. You know, you kind of get things like that in the evenings. You just think, bloody hell, Virgin Trains. Mm-hmm. Just think about your profits.
Bloody hell, Virgin Trains.
If you want to sponsor us, though, then any train companies, really. Unless they're all in national hands by the time of this. Have we got time for a political bit, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Damn, I didn't know.
All right, I'll do it. Nationalise the trains.
Nationalise the trains, there.
Thanks very much. Take them out of that beardy weirdy who lives in a tax-free island. Take it out of his hands. Also, his daughter, he's a billionaire. His daughter was trained on the NHS to become a doctor. £250,000 went into her education. She immediately stopped being a doctor.
Stop it, it's not.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, I am Solomon Rondon of Venezuela and West Bromwich Albion. And I'm here to improve your love life with my novelty condoms.
styled after beautiful exotic birds, you can make your weacock look like a peacock. Your budgie smugglers can house an actual budgie. And you can turn your bald-headed monster into a bald-headed eagle. Your woman will go crazy for you if you wear Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms. But wait! There's more! Now they don't just look great, but feel good too, as every Johnny you buy comes complete with feathers from real endangered birds. So look great and feel flighty with Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms.
Warning, the feathers on Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms can come loose and cause serious injury, whilst the beak attachments leak. These condoms should not be used for any sexual purpose.
FUBAR Radio presents...
When We Waffle with Terry Minor, Cat Fox and Laurie Peters.
Go! Dan! Get to the radio! It's important that you listen to When We Waffle with Laurie Peters, Cat Fox and Terry Minor. And it's also on a Thursday from 12 to 1 on FUBAR Radio! Go! Dan!
Every Thursday...
When We Waffle with Terry Minor...
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
From the studio that brought you Three Men and a Bebe comes the controversial true story of another United legend. It's the sordid and sexy story of a man whose legendary status on the pitch was matched in the sack. Watch him wonder as he weaves through a sea of stretched legs. Feel the temptation as he goes down in the box. And recoil in horror as he bangs his brother's wife. Ryan Giggs is an unforgivably dirty bastard in The Life of Ryan. Coming soon to theaters near you.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
This is FUBAR Radio. This is the show all about fantasy football. This is Good Team on Paper. I am Mike, the complete novice. Don't have a clue what I'm talking about. I'm here with Matt and Deck, who are the team managers of Good Team on Paper.
We love a manage. We really do.
So I hear there has been a bit of a battle online in our league.
Well, that's what I say. I mean, the mini league has come to life over the last week. We've got upwards of 15 players.
Upwards of over and above 14 people.
14 people.
If you want to join our league, it's 636-272-790-456.
Come on, have a go. I mean, there's been a lot of anger online about those. Some big battles out there.
Have you heard about FIFA? FIFA rage.
FIFA rage.
What's that?
Where basically people are playing the new game. FIFA 17 is out. Go buy it, something like that.
If you want to sponsor us, FIFA 17.
Yeah, why not? But people have been throwing their... they get really angry when they're losing, and they throw their controllers at the screen. I don't play these kind of games.
Throwing their toys out of the pram.
Yeah, basically.
I do that in anger because I was always a pro Evo player, and I find FIFA frustrating in general.
A purist.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? There's always been the big battle since university days is FIFA versus pro Evo, two tribes go to war. In the background as I'm saying that.
But didn't you throw a Wii controller at your TV?
Look, what I do in my personal time is that is true. I once got so into Wii Mario Tennis, playing as Bowser, who was the most powerful player, as you all know, lefty, tricky, against against the more traditional Princess Peach, I used to play that, and I got so into it. That was falling right back and forth, and I then lost the point, and in a rage, kind of like racket rage, it would have got a code violation, and we just threw it through the TV, and it's about to embedded itself and then slowly slid down the TV. That was good. So I imagine that people are doing that for FIFA at the moment, but in a way that is for a manly game, not a Mario based tennis.
If you want to know more about FIFA rage, head over to FUBARradio.com. I hear there is a video up there of someone getting involved in FIFA rage. Anyway, moving on. League standings. How are we doing?
Well, as I say, out of the 15, I see a lot of anger between the new managers joining, who are saying, look, you've set the league so it just started this week.
Sensible move.
You've done that. And I said, yeah, because it's a level playing field. I said to myself, as I was looking at it, don't respond on Twitter. Don't go down to their level.
If you'd like to contact us on Twitter,
yeah, then we will definitely be at that level. I mean, I'm up in third, 48 points for me. A solid performance from the expert. We've got, amusingly, Rob down in 14th. And if we were looking at overall scores, he would be winning comfortably.
12th. beating Rob.
12, you are above Rob at the moment, which gives me a great deal of joy.
Sorry, Rob.
We've got a very wise gentleman called Jamie Heath, tore them a new one, which I would imagine is a... he works in upholstery, and it's not nothing rude at all. And he's on 62, and I salute him because I was top on this league and looking to, I was lording it over everybody until the 93rd minute, I believe, of the Arsenal game, where I lost my Ben midfielder clean sheet. So I hope you enjoy your ill-gotten victory. I hope it tastes like ashes in your mouth, Jamie. But if you do want to tweet in, then congratulations on your superb work. Now, Deck, you're not in here yet due to an admin error, mainly because I would imagine that every time Mike reads out the code on the radio, nobody can work out what it is. Is that your excuse?
That sounds like a good excuse.
I'm sorry, I just keep getting the number wrong. It's my bad.
Who have you got in your team then, Deck?
I'm glad you asked.
I did.
I've got Fabianski in goal. The thing is, I auto-picked it 2 weeks ago and ended up
right,
with Son.
Right. So this is the thing. So my missus auto-picks her team. She gets Adam Lallana. Nobody went, oh,
Adam Lallana.
That's it. Rob would have been right on that. Like a whippet.
Deck.
Yeah, and you have auto-selected Heung-min Son. Nobody would have picked him from week one, and you're reaping the benefits of a computer intelligence.
6 points this week.
There we are. Well, enjoy it while it lasts, because it probably will. He's going to keep doing really well.
Is there a chance that he's going to get called up for the South Korean military
service? Yeah, apparently he might be away for 2 years. Yeah, that'd be good for Liverpool, wouldn't it? You know, if you're listening from the South Korean recruitment one, then he is.
If you'd like to either sponsor us.
Yeah, or just to take Heung-min Son early. I mean, he's ludicrously overdue. And I think it's a disgrace that he doesn't support his country in that way.
Coleman, Jagielka and Lukaku from Everton, all solid picks.
I thought you meant they were also not supporting the South Korean army in that way.
That's very true, but hang on one sec.
Lukaku!
That's what you say every week, isn't it? I had him in this week as well. He's a top pick, and as I say, when he scored and Benteke scored, big men up front, as I've been saying every single week, pop it up there, knock it down, and get him, my son. Then that's why I was up there in the top 200 grand.
Route one fantasy football.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Old school, that's how we win the game. Jumpers for goalposts.
That's how we win the game.
Dogs on the pitch. Have you got anybody else good, or are they all ill-gotten random picks from
Kapu-A.
The computer?
Kapu-A.
We've been having that debate, me and I prefer Kapu-A. If anybody wants to email... If Kapu-A would like to come in. Although, if he did text in, that'd probably be not very conclusive because he wouldn't be able to accurately... He'd probably call in.
Yeah, don't take the mic, Kapu-A. Just get in touch.
Get in touch, Kapu-A, whatever your name is. Yeah. So you had him on an auto-select as well?
Yeah.
I spent hours going through my picks, going through it. And your random, close your eyes and throw bloody shit at a dartboard, which I imagine is a mixed metaphor, then is just horrendous.
So, Matt, who have you got in your team, then?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, Mike, because obviously, as a team of honour, with no players from last season's top four, but still doing marvellously, I got 48 points.
Good work.
Benteke, Lukaku up front, Bobby Firmin in midfield.
Sorry, hang on, you've got...
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm good. Have you got anything for Christian Benteke?
No.
That's a shame.
Benteke!
That's a shame.
I have
Aguero!
I would never have him, Mike. He's against everything that I stand for in the game, which is mainly earning points and being a solid...
Self-defeating FC.
A solid work-class.
Apparently you care about points and not statements.
I do. But me and Jurgen Klopp are very, very...
I don't have that one to hand, I'm afraid.
No, that's a shame, but he made that very adamant last week that he was very interested in that. I think after that was a bit of an uninspiring week. Jordan Ibe is the one he keeps going. I've kept him in. I kept faith with him, but he's just so ineffectual. He's so frustrating. That I think I'm going to have to lose him.
Nice to see Morales in your team, though.
Kevin Morales. Lovely to see that. If anybody wants to check out my team, it is public on there, by the way. I've got nothing to hide because I'm a man of principle.
And if you want to join our team, 636 272 790 456.
It's like expenses from Trump. I've got absolutely nothing to hide. Just going looking there. Topical. Mike, did you have anybody in your team that wasn't crap this week?
Well, hang on, let me have a look. Shall
I tell you what it is? Because yours is public too.
Yeah, sure.
Delafoye.
Yeah,
yes.
Delafoye.
Yes, you have. You have.
You've got some right players in there. I mean, they are genuinely players, not good ones. But you had Van Dijk though, so that's part of the top team. You had Bellerin.
He was there originally because I did just press random selector. And
you didn't. You chose him because of rude words. You're like the person who gets a French English dictionary and looks for the rude words immediately, aren't you?
He was a part of the random selector, but I did put in Bellerin and Aguero off the back of what we've been saying here.
You typed in all the rude French word that you know as Nechon, le coup.
There and we are. Put them in a fantasy team.
For our French listeners, I apologise to Ofcom.
We need to start wrapping up a little bit. So what's going to be happening next week? I hear there is lots of games to look forward to.
The main advice this week is, for God's sake, don't play fantasy football. There's an international break and nothing
going on.
It's
going to be a great big
snooze fest.
It is. So in fact, don't listen next week. It's a complete shambles. See you in 4 weeks.
This has been Good Team on Paper. This has been FUBAR Radio. Thank you very much for checking us out. We'll be back next week talking about fantasy football.
Or in other weeks, that's more interesting.
If you want to drop us a line, anything like that, at FUBAR Radio, hashtag Good Team on Paper.
Or don't, because there's nothing going on.
Do drop us a question.
Anything you like.
Yeah, anything.
The three of us can talk about football. There we go. Anyway, that is your lot. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then. Bye.
I've been Christian Fuchs. Goodbye.
And I've been Stefan Crunch.
Yeah! Damn it.